This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. In one of his most vitriolic speeches yet in this early campaign season, former President Donald Trump Saturday used dehumanizing language to describe immigrants during a speech in Ohio. At one point, he referred to immigrants as animals. He also predicted that the U.S. may never have another election if he does not win in November. And he said if he loses, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. He was in Ohio to support Senate candidate Bernie Moreno. Police in Trenton, New Jersey, have arrested a man who is accused of shooting and killing three people near Philadelphia this morning. Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Shorn says 26-year-old Andre Gordon Jr. first shot his stepmother and his 13-year-old sister in one home.
Following the shootings, at approximately 9:01 a.m., Gordon drove to the unit block of Edgewood Lane, Levittown, where he forcibly broke into a residence, after which he shot and killed 25-year-old Taylor Daniel, with whom he has two children.
He then drove to New Jersey, where he was later arrested. The manhunt forced the cancellation of a St. Patrick's Day parade and shut down a nearby amusement park for several hours. The Supreme Court has passed on getting involved in a challenge to the First Amendment drag show controversy taking place in Texas. As Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports, it's the second time the high court has refused to intervene in drag show cases.
The high court decided not to act to save a student drag show at West Texas A&M University that's scheduled for March 22nd. Students there asked for emergency intervention, claiming a lower court's decision to uphold the performance ban was a violation of free speech rights. That decision came from ultra-conservative Trump appointee District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek. Now the students await a hearing from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, known as one of the country's most conservative federal appeals courts. The Supreme Court also avoided intervening in a case last November when the state of Florida asked the court to reinstate its anti-drag show law. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
A recent study has now cast doubt on the extremely high national U.S. maternal mortality rate that is coming from the CDC. Now the agency is pushing back. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffins reports.
A team of outside researchers from the University of British Columbia and Rutgers puts the national maternal mortality rate at 10.4 per 100,000. That's a third of the latest estimate from CDC. In a statement, CDC told NPR that it believes the new paper is not correct. The agency explained the methods used by the researchers were, quote, known to produce a substantial undercount. Regardless of whether the rate is 10 or 30 or somewhere in between, experts emphasize that most of these deaths are preventable and that there's still a distressing racial disparity. Black pregnant patients are still three times more likely to die than white patients. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Talks aimed at creating a ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel war in Gaza could begin again as early as Sunday. In Tel Aviv, meanwhile, thousands of demonstrators holding Israeli flags and banners protested against the government on Saturday, calling for peace and new elections. Among them was Guy Gannat, who says the government is not acting on behalf of the people.
We want this government to take us seriously, to quit.
The Labour Party in Wales has elected Vaughan Gething as its new leader. He'll become the first elected black political leader of a European nation once he is sworn in next week. Villa Marx has more.
Gething was born in Zambia and worked as a lawyer before overseeing the economy and health departments in the Welsh government. His election follows the announcement by the current First Minister, Mark Drakeford, that he'd be stepping down as the head of Britain's semi-autonomous government in Wales. Gething has faced criticism for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic while health minister, but in his acceptance speech Saturday, he described the racist taunts he suffered as a teenager because of his skin colour. His opponent in the leadership race, Jeremy Miles, would have been the first openly gay political leader in Wales, in a clear indication of Britain's increasing diversity at the top of its politics in recent years. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
Xander Schauffele has taken a one-stroke lead in the Players' Championship golf tournament in Florida this weekend. He had started the day with a four-shot deficit but had a bogey-free round of 65. Wyndham Clark is just one stroke behind in second, while British Open champion Brian Harman is in third place. There are six players within five strokes of the lead heading into Sunday's final round. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.